From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Governor Gavin Newsom's May revision to the upcoming state budget has sparked backlash among some healthcare allies. To close the projected $12 billion shortfall, Governor Newsom proposed cuts to Planned Parenthood and Medi-Cal, which offers health insurance to roughly a third of residents in the state, and recently expanded to cover those without legal status. Today, we're going to hone in on one piece surrounding Prop 35, which was overwhelmingly approved by voters back in November, and promised to give a long-awaited pay bump to Medi-Cal providers, doctors, and hospitals via an already existing tax on health care plans. Newsom would like to shift funding from Prop 35 to the general fund, and that is not sitting well with the powerful health care interests who put the initiative on the ballot in the first place. Politico California health care reporter Rachel Bluth has been closely following this and joins us with the legal battle that may ensue. Welcome.
Hi, Vicky.
Okay, so before we dive into this budget cycle, Governor Newsom is rounding out his second term. This is not his first budget, and budgets really outline the priorities of governors. So before we dive into this May revise, this budget, since he took office, how has Newsom viewed the state's role in supporting health care?
You know, Gavin Newsom came into office calling himself the health care governor. He made a lot of big promises. Initially on single-payer health care, kind of walked that back eventually, and more on universal health care, universal coverage. Everyone's going to have insurance. And he really has systematically, kind of over the course of his tenure here, he really has expanded it to include to our state's Medicaid program, Medi-Cal, to include people regardless of immigration status. It started with kids during Jerry Brown's administration, and then has kind of slowly expanded to seniors, young adults, older adults, until now, starting in January, everyone in the state who meets the income requirements can get Medi-Cal regardless of their immigration status. And so there really has been a huge expansion on that and on a bunch of a host of other programs in Medi-Cal. It's really been a pretty expansive project.
So this is a strong allyship. How has that translated into political support over the years?
I mean, Gavin Newsom has certainly enjoyed a ton of support from the healthcare industry. His office has been filled with people who've kind of come and gone from the California Medical Association or Planned Parenthood, his campaign advisors, his consultants. There's kind of a lot of back and forth there. A lot of financial support, a lot of campaign support. And he's mostly been an ally of these causes, not just for political reasons, but because that's part of his policy agenda. He's really expanded, you know, reproductive health care and payments to those people and support for that. So it's, I think, been a pretty beneficial relationship, and it's been really good for California health care in a lot of ways. But like you said, it's been starting to go a little bit south lately.
Yeah, so when did the tides begin to turn? I mean, was this during the initial January budget proposal, or did you start sensing things before then?
Definitely a little bit before then. As you mentioned, sort of at the top there, Prop 35 was passed by voters in November. Overwhelming support. 68% of Californians voted for this. And like you mentioned, what it really was supposed to do was lock up a ton of funding, billions of dollars that the governor could have used for his budget, ended up getting kind of locked away for very specific pay raises for certain doctors, certain hospitals, certain clinics to really give them a boost to accept more Medi-Cal patients. So Newsom was never thrilled with that idea. This was an idea that was pushed by the healthcare lobby, by the Medical Association and Planned Parenthood and the hospitals and the plans, all the major players. So he never formally opposed Prop 35, but he made it very clear that he didn't like it.
Why?
Because, I mean, no governor is going to love this kind of what they call ballot box budgeting, having the voters tell the governor how he's allowed to spend, you know, parts of the budget. And Prop 35 was about this tax that we've talked about before. It's a tax that nobody pays. But this tax in the past had been used by governors to supplement the budget. And the healthcare industry said no more. It's being used to help doctors and hospitals and clinics and to support the Medi-Cal program. And the governor didn't love that. It really gave him a lot less flexibility, really tied his hands.
Yeah. It was also a bumpy start for Prop 35. As you mentioned, voters overwhelmingly approved this. You joined us at the start of April, so a little over a month ago, sharing your reporting on Prop 35 and that state regulators had yet to direct a dollar for the Medi-Cal initiative's intended purposes that you laid out, even developed a framework for doing so. That hadn't happened yet. That was about 5 or 6 weeks ago. So do you look back on that reporting differently with hindsight, given the May revise and the fiscal priorities that the governor wants to make for this upcoming budget?
Yeah, you know, at the time, I was hearing a lot of folks in the, you know, in the healthcare sector saying, oh, he's dragging his feet. He's going to take this money back. And I was sort of viewing that with a bit of a skeptical eye because, you know, these things take time. It, you know, it's hard to get a kind of a new bureaucratic process up and running. But some of that kind of has come to pass. This latest kind of draft of his budget, the May revise, does sweep a ton of that money kind of back into the budget, back to supporting Governor Newsom's kind of priorities in the Medicaid program, and not going for those specific things laid out in the proposition. We can get into some of the wonky details there. The administration says it kind of is still within the letter of the proposition, but it is not a super popular move right now.
Yeah, so it's open to interpretation.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
There's, you know, and here's where it's going to get a little bit wonky, so sorry, bear with me.
We will bear with you. We'll stick with it.
So The proposition laid out a couple of specialties that were going to get basically pay increases, a raise in the base rate that the state pays them to provide their services. This is not going to be doing that. Instead, it's taking the money and it's paying for the Medi-Cal budget in general. And the administration's argument is, well, we said that $100,000 was going to go to primary care. So that's not a real number. But instead of that money going towards raising primary care doctors' pay, they're saying, well, it's going to Medicaid, and those people get primary care. It's more of going to the growth in the Medi-Cal rolls, the growth in the caseload, as they call it. And it's still going to these specialties because they provide, because Medi-Cal patients are seeing these specialists or these specialties, but it's not exactly the way it was originally envisioned.
And just some background with that, if you talk to some Medi-Cal providers, they would say that and this was in your reporting back in April, too, that maybe they would opt out of offering Medi-Cal services because they aren't being compensated appropriately. As costs go up, their pay is not in line with the increasing costs of providing this care.
Some of them have not really gotten rate increases to their pay in decades. So it's a really underfunded kind of part of the program. And it's one thing to say, well, 15 million people are covered by Medi-Cal now. If no one is accepting Medi-Cal, they do not have a doctor to see.
Mm-hmm. Was it a surprise that this was one of the biggest priorities, top lines in yesterday's May revise during the press conference? Did that come as a surprise to you?
No, not at all. There's a $12 billion budget hole that the governor is dealing with right now. And the Medi-Cal, you know, Medicaid portion of our budget is one of the biggest growing parts of the budget. So of this $12 billion hole, about $5 billion of solutions are coming from Health and Human Services. It's a real healthcare heavy May revise, real healthcare heavy budget cuts. So no, I think it's kind of not a surprise that in this sort of growing part of the budget, this is where the governor is honing in on to find more revenue and to find some more cuts.
In about a week or so since the revise was released, what has been the response from the major backers of Prop 35?
Oh, generally, I would say outrage. Yeah, I would say that they are not pleased with this, especially Planned Parenthood. They were a huge part of getting this thing across the finish line. They led, you know, Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California, CEO Jody Hicks, co-led the Prop 35 coalition. She was a really big part of it. So $90 million that was supposed to be going to reproductive health services is now kind of being diverted. Instead of getting those raises, it's going to paying back loans and for medical providers and midwives and stuff like that. So it's going to other parts of the budget. But then on top of that, Planned Parenthood is upset with the governor right now anyway, because other parts of the budget are huge, huge cuts to them.
So why is the governor proposing this? Because I remember following Roe versus Wade being overturned, California was mounting a defense and calling itself a sanctuary state for reproductive rights, not only for Californians, but for other people across the country. So this doesn't seem in line with that, cutting funding for Planned Parenthood.
You know, it's important to remember that this is just his proposal. This has to, you know, the final budget is a three-way agreement between the governor, the assembly, and the Senate. So there's one way to view this, that this is just kind of an opening salvo or a second draft, and maybe it won't make it to the final budget. But, you know, kind of zooming out a little bit, we're in a much different position than we were as a state in 2022, when Governor Newsom was putting, you know, $200 million of investment into our being a reproductive freedom state, which is something he was really proud of back then. It's a much different budget situation, a lot of uncertainty on the federal level when it comes to Medicaid mm-hmm. and when it comes to Planned Parenthood. So he's cutting about $500 million a year of money that would otherwise be going to Planned Parenthood, like $500,000, really a lot of money, which when you also use it to draw down federal funds, it's like a third of their budget. It's a ton of money. So we'll see if that ends up in the final budget, but it's a real sore spot right now in Sacramento.
Well, at the federal level, the Republican-controlled Congress is considering cuts to Medicaid, which funds Medi-Cal, but just this morning, and I found this interesting, the governor's office called out congressional Republicans, called out the Trump administration over this proposal, these cuts that potentially could happen at the federal level, saying it would, quote, rip health care from up to 3.4 million Californians, cost the state billions, close hospitals and clinics. So how do you square this response to potentially federal cuts with the state cuts he is proposing in his May revise?
That's a question that a lot of people are asking right now of, hey, there's so much uncertainty at the federal level, especially when it comes to reproductive health. Don't know what this administration is going to do. Don't know what this Congress is going to do. Now is the time that we should be strengthening our reproductive care system rather than cutting. Listen, I know Planned Parenthood has been after the Newsom administration all year of, let's set aside some money. We don't know what's going to happen. We could be getting federal cuts. We need to be planning. And instead, this is what they're getting, are these cuts on the state level, too. So, again, we'll see how this all shakes out. But the bill that's being debated in Congress this week really could significantly harm, A, Planned Parenthood in this state, and B, kind of the whole Medicaid system here.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Politico California healthcare reporter Rachel Bluth about the governor's healthcare cuts, freezes, and reshifting in the May revise, including backlash over Prop 35, which voters approved back in November and gives a pay bump to Medi-Cal providers. Is it unusual for a governor or an elected official, even more broadly, to break with allies in this way?
Yeah, I don't think it's the craziest thing we've ever seen. When you're thinking about it from a political perspective, this is not a governor who is up for re-election in this state again. So I don't know what kind of political calculations are going through his head, but I know the budget calculations that are running through his office, and the state's has a pretty significant hole to be dealing with.
Yeah, as you mentioned, a balanced budget is a three-way agreement between the governor and both chambers of the legislature. So this revision is really a wish list. When you talk to Democratic state lawmakers, it is a supermajority. Are they in line with these requests for the May revise, you know, as it pertains to Medi-Cal, Prop 35, and Planned Parenthood?
No, not at all. They are very upset about this. And a lot of the anger that I'm hearing is coming from some of the proposed changes to the undocumented program under Medi-Cal, and we can get into that. But a lot of anger about that, a lot of anger about the Planned Parenthood cuts, or, you know, more broadly, the reproductive health cuts, and a lot of calls for more transparency, I would say, around the Prop 35 stuff. One exception to that, I would say, is Assemblymember Dr. Joaquin Arambula, who represents Fresno. He was saying at a budget hearing yesterday, Yes, the voters voted for this, but they didn't know what the Trump economy was going to look like. They didn't know that these Medicaid cuts were coming. They didn't know that the governor might need a few extra billion to help out with this or that thing in the budget. So he was saying, like, maybe we should be taking a pretty expansive view of what could be allowed here. That's not the most I'm hearing. I'm mostly hearing more anger and more calls for transparency, but it is a perspective that's out there.
What about Republicans? What are their views on Prop 35 funding, that this potential shift in allocation, and even more broadly cuts to Planned Parenthood and Medi-Cal?
California Republicans are, I think, unlike Republicans in other states, because never anywhere else have I heard them getting up on the floor and saying, we need more money for Medicaid. You know, it's a pretty interesting thing here. But no, they're not pleased about this Prop 35 stuff either, because Republicans represent a lot of rural districts here in California. And those are the places that are really struggling to find providers, need to be raising pay. So no, they're not happy with that either. You would think that the Republicans who've been less enthusiastic about the undocumented program would be really pleased with these cuts. Some of them are. I'm hearing a little bit of, well, I told the governor to do this a year ago. I'm glad he's finally listening. But sort of on some of the more extreme end of things, you're also hearing, well, this isn't enough of a cut. This isn't a real cut. We're still providing health insurance for undocumented immigrants and shouldn't be doing that. So there's criticism from all sides.
What has surprised you most while following this? I mean, you did have a pretty catchy headline in Politico: there are no best friends on budget day.
and that's probably true for any sector. But I was kind of surprised by some of the cuts or restrictions that we're seeing to the undocumented program are a little bit more than I was expecting. You know, a freeze on new enrollment for adults starting in 2027, Medi-Cal premiums for undocumented folks who are enrolled in Medi-Cal, $100 a month. That's not something I was expecting. And also kind of rolling back a lot of other very expensive benefits on the undocumented program, like dental care for adults, long-term care, nursing homes. That's really expensive to provide. And Governor Newsom's May revise would roll some of that back.
Rachel, thank you.
Thanks so much, Vicky.
Never a dull moment. Rachel Bluth is a California healthcare reporter for Politico, discussing the governor's healthcare cuts, proposals, freezes, and reshifting in the May revise, including backlash over Prop 35, which voters approved in November and gives a pay bump to Medi-Cal providers. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.